Special report, strikes on Syria. A military strike against Syrian chemical weapons facilities was carried out overnight by the United States, France, and Great Britain. British Prime Minister Theresa May says it was time to act.
The fact of this attack should surprise no one. We know that the Syrian regime has an utterly abhorrent record of using chemical weapons against its own people.
The announcement of the attack came last evening from President Trump in an address to the nation.
A short time ago, I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad.
Russia is warning there will be consequences for the U.S.-led military strikes on those chemical facilities in Syria. Vladimir Putin said such actions will not be left without consequences. I'm Martin Eckert. President Trump is urging Iran and Russia to withdraw their support for what he called serious barbarism and brutality. The statement came after Trump ordered the U.S. military to launch those strikes in Syria in retaliation for a suspected chemical weapons attack. Correspondent Ryan Brown explains why these targets were picked.
There was a research facility near Damascus, the capital. There was a storage site near Homs, and there was a command center near Homs. These strikes designed to both help degrade that program as well as deter the regime from using chemical weapons in the future.
Senator John McCain praising the president for his actions against Syria over its latest use of chemical weapons. The Arizona Republican releasing a statement saying the airstrike sends a message. I'm Barton Eckert.
Good morning. It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Any remaining woes on Metro's funding came to an end yesterday as D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser signed emergency legislation giving Metro almost $180 million a year in dedicated funding.
It really is the seminal moment for Metro, literally in the last 40 years.
Metro Board Chair and D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans says the dedicated funding from D.C., along with that promised by Maryland and Virginia,
enables us to do the needed repair work to get Metro back to be the great system it was.
Heather Curtis, Sound WMAL and WMAL.com.
Authorities say that a man's been shot in the parking lot outside of the Greenbelt Metro Station in Maryland. Prince George's Fire spokesman Mark Brady telling news outlets that emergency medical crews took a man with multiple critical life-threatening injuries and wounds to a trauma center. No word on his condition this morning. A brush fire is still burning near the University of Maryland's flagship campus. The brush fire spanned several acres and continued to spread into College Park. Police say a Baltimore man is accused of fatally stabbing a former Washington Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner. The Post reporting that 23-year-old Kanan Peterson is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his boyfriend, 27-year-old Antonio Barnes of Beltsville, Maryland. And the public is able to get a good look at three centuries-old ships recovered during a dig in Old Town, Alexandria. The city has arranged for a public viewing of its newest discoveries today from noon until 4. All three ships are believed to date back to the 18th century. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. We're seeing some delays on northbound 295 just past Malcolm X Avenue Southwest. All of those lanes are blocked through there. We've got an overturned vehicle. They're working now on getting it righted, but that's going to cause some big delays for a little bit longer. That's a work zone on 66 eastbound just past the Capitol Beltway Express lanes. One left lane is taken out through there, but traffic is flowing. Route 191 Bradley Boulevard, both directions around Burning Tree. They've got a downed tree, believe it or not, through that stretch, and all of those lanes are blocked. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly sunny today. Beautiful. Picture perfect. High close to 85. Mostly cloudy overnight into Sunday with a low of about 60, then a chance of rain around noon or so, and then through the afternoon for Sunday with a high just 70. Right now, we have 66 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon. Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a big secret organic grocery chains don't want you to know. It's called ThriveMarket.com, the largest online store in the country selling exclusively non-GMO organic groceries, all at guaranteed savings of up to 50% off. Their mission is to make healthy living accessible and affordable for everyone. Get started on Thrive Market today and receive 25% off your first order. Go to ThriveMarket.com/talk. Prices are already discounted up to 50% off, and now they're offering an extra 25% off your first order. That's ThriveMarket.com/talk. ThriveMarket.com/talk.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Boll & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699. 202-466-6699. 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cappell. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. We're at 6:07. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And if you have not heard, overnight, the United States, France, and Britain launched military strikes in Syria to punish President Bashar Assad for the chemical attack against civilians last week and to deter him from doing it again. It was a precise strike, three targets. It took about an hour last night. And we will kind of walk you through the evening chronologically because the facts will unfold as we hear from President Trump here. We'll also hear from the Defense Secretary, James Mattis, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General James Dunford. And also, we will have some comments from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. She held a press conference about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. But last night at 9 o'clock, President Trump announced to the American public from the White House the strike against targets in Syria.
My fellow Americans, a short time ago, I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom is now underway. We thank them both. Tonight, I want to speak with you about why we have taken this action. 1 year ago, Assad launched a savage chemical weapons attack against his own innocent people. The United States responded with 58 missile strikes that destroyed 20% of the Syrian Air Force. Last Saturday, the Assad regime again deployed chemical weapons to slaughter innocent civilians, this time in the town of Douma, near the Syrian capital of Damascus. This massacre was a significant escalation in a pattern of chemical weapons use by that very terrible regime. The evil and the despicable attack left mothers and fathers, infants and children, thrashing in pain and gasping for air. These are not the actions of a man. They are crimes of a monster instead. Following the horrors of World War I a century ago, civilized nations joined together to ban chemical warfare. Chemical weapons are uniquely dangerous, not only because they inflict gruesome suffering, but because even small amounts can unleash widespread devastation.
And those are the highlights of the president's announcement at 9 o'clock last night. The strike was underway. By 10 o'clock, the strike had been concluded, and there was a Pentagon briefing, and that was attended by, again, Defense Secretary Mattis and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General James Dunford. And, of course, one of the questions is about the evidence against Syria. And we have General Mattis, and then we'll follow that up in a moment with Theresa May, who also held a press conference overnight.
So what is your evidence that was actually delivered by the Syrian regime?
I am confident the Syrian regime conducted a chemical attack on innocent people in this last week. Yes, absolutely confident of it. And we have the intelligence level of confidence that we needed to conduct the attack.
The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, held a press conference at approximately 4 a.m. Eastern Time, where she took questions. And, of course, General Mattis and General Dunford took questions as well in their press briefings. But here is Theresa May going into a little more detail on the evidence.
The regime is assessed to keep chemical weapons in breach of Syria's obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention. While the full assessment of the strike is ongoing, we are confident of its success. Let me set out why we have taken this action. Last Saturday, up to 75 people, including young children, were killed in a despicable and barbaric attack in Douma, with as many as 500 further casualties. We have worked with our allies to establish what happened, and all the indications are that this was a chemical weapons attack. We have seen the harrowing images of men, women and children lying dead with foam in their mouths. These were innocent families who, at the time this chemical weapon was unleashed, were seeking shelter underground in basements. First-hand accounts from NGOs and aid workers have detailed the most horrific suffering, including burns to the eyes, suffocation and skin discoloration, with a chlorine-like odour surrounding the victims. And the World Health Organization has received reports that hundreds of patients arrived at Syrian health facilities on Saturday night with signs and symptoms consistent with exposure to toxic chemicals. We are also clear about who was responsible for this atrocity. A significant body of information, including intelligence, indicates the Syrian regime is responsible for this latest attack. I cannot tell you everything, but let me give an example of some of the evidence that leads us to this conclusion. Open source accounts allege that a barrel bomb was used to deliver the chemicals. Multiple open source reports claim that a regime helicopter was observed above the city of Douma on the evening of the 7th of April. The opposition does not operate helicopters or use barrel bombs. And reliable intelligence indicates that Syrian military officials coordinated what appears to be the use of chlorine in Douma on the 7th of April. No other group could have carried out this attack. Indeed, Daesh, for example, does not even have a presence in Douma. And the fact of this attack should surprise no one.
And that is the British Prime Minister Theresa May press conference held about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. And I wanted to let that play in sort of the full context, because there will be, of course, questions from Russia, questions from Iran, questions from skeptics as to what evidence did you have, and was this a premature attack by the joint efforts of United States, Britain, and France. But as you could hear, Theresa May detailed extensive evidence that has been accumulated this week. We are at quarter after six. It is the Saturday morning update. We're going to take a break, check the traffic and weather, and then we're going to continue with our coverage of the strike last night about 9 o'clock Eastern Time, striking three targets in Syria. These are targets that are attributed to chemical weapons production and research. One, a scientific research center. The second, a storage facility. The third target, a storage facility and a command post. We'll get a little more detail as we'll present the comments of General Dunford, who addressed reporters last night in a Pentagon briefing at about 10 o'clock last night. We'll also be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning and get his insight on the attack. And we'll talk with John Gizzi about the political implications for the attack, all coming up on the Saturday morning update.
Yeah, Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads this morning. 295 northbound here in the district, right past Malcolm X Southwest. That's a right shoulder accident. Did have a couple of lanes blocked, but everything just got pushed over, so that's got the lanes moving again, just on looker delays. Virginia, southbound on 95, right before Lorton. Getting a report of an accident through there. Checking now to see if any lanes are blocked. And that's construction out on Maryland, Highway 50 westbound, right at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, with one left lane blocked this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And it does look very sunny today with a high temperature of 82. Some showers expected in the forecast for tomorrow with a high of 62. Monday morning rain, high 59. Tuesday, cloudy with a high only to 53. And Wednesday, we'll have some clouds with a high of 66. So the one summer day in the next five will be today, 82 in the sunshine. It's balmy outside right now in D.C., and we are at 58 degrees. 617 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update, and we are bringing you coverage of the attack last night in a strike on three facilities. And it's very impressive the way this was handled. U.S. Navy warships, Tomahawk cruise missiles, U.S. Air Force B-1 bombers. That's what we used on our side. And General James Dunford, of course, is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And there was a briefing last night at the Pentagon. And he went into the details on that attack.
At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, French, British, and U.S. forces struck targets in Syria in support of President Trump's objective to deter the future use of chemical weapons. Our forces were integrated throughout the planning and execution of the operation. The targets that were struck and destroyed were specifically associated with the Syrian regime's chemical weapons program. We also selected targets that would minimize the risk to innocent civilians. The first target was a scientific research center located in the greater Damascus area. This military facility was a Syrian center for the research, development, production, and testing of chemical and biological warfare technology. The second target was a chemical weapons storage facility west of Homs. We assessed that this was the primary location of Syrian sarin and precursor production equipment. The third target, which was in the vicinity of the second target, contained both a chemical weapons equipment storage facility and an important command post. U.S., British, and French naval and air forces were involved in the operation, and for reasons of operational security, I won't be more specific this evening.
And that's General Dunford with the specifics. Now, there will be a press briefing this morning at the Pentagon to go into more details. And one of the questions that's been asked and was asked at the briefing last night was the difference on this mission and last year's mission. And here's how General Dunford explained the difference.
I'd like to address how this evening's strike were qualitatively and quantitatively different than 2017. Last year, we conducted a unilateral strike on a single site. The focus was on the aircraft associated with the Syrian chemical weapons attack in April of 2017. This evening, we conducted strikes with two allies on multiple sites that will result in a long-term degradation of Syria's capability to research, develop, and employ chemical and biological weapons. Important infrastructure was destroyed, which will result in a setback for the Syrian regime. They will lose years of research and development data, specialized equipment, and expensive chemical weapons precursors. The strike was not only a strong message to the regime that their actions were inexcusable, but it also inflicted maximum damage without unnecessary risk to innocent civilians.
That, of course, General James Dunford. Well, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia will call for an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council following the coordinated missile strikes by the U.S., France, and the U.K. He called the airstrikes an act of aggression, and he said today that the strikes had a destructive influence on the entire system of international relations and will exacerbate humanitarian catastrophe in Syria. That report from the Associated Press that Putin also reaffirmed Russia's view that a purported chemical attack in the Syrian town of Duma that prompted the strike was a fake. Not really expecting much else from Vladimir Putin than what you just heard. That is the expected response. Well, we will have more details throughout the morning here on WMAL as we cover the story. And again, we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and also with John Gizzi for the political side of the story as it breaks. And, of course, any updates we get from the Pentagon we'll bring to you this morning as well. So that's one of the stories we are covering. Of course, there was a lot of other news this week that we will be getting into. The pardon of Scooter Libby, the Department of Justice issuing the McCabe report. Mark Zuckerberg, testimony on Capitol Hill, seems like an eternity ago, doesn't it? The Comey book, wow. You've seen some of the excerpts. We'll get into the context of the book, what its meanings are, and some of the criticisms, and just the circus that's been going on with James Comey. And one of the interesting notes so far is that any of the experts that have reviewed the book and those excerpts of the book, so far there's been no accusation of any illegal activity by President Trump. Clearly, James Comey doesn't care for Donald Trump, as we have seen in some of the quotes, the personal attacks that he's taken on the president. But so far, nobody has seen any new evidence of a crime or anything illegal committed by President Trump, at least in the mind of James Comey. There is some information on the relationship between the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey. That's kind of interesting as he develops that in the book. And also the fact that President Obama stood behind his decisions on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. That may drive a wedge between some Democrats and President Obama, who have been highly critical of James Comey and how he handled the investigation and the announcements very close to the election. Also this week, of course, the raid on the president's attorney, Michael Cohen, and where that will lead. And interesting note that the United States Postal Service now will have a task force to review its budget and financial dealings after the comments from President Trump, of course, about it being the pretty much messenger or errand boy for Amazon. So lots to cover, all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update. We'll be talking with Jennifer Harper, John Kizzi, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we will talk with Cheryl Atkinson this morning as well. So do stay with us.
You know when you go somewhere and the service is just excellent? When you're just going about your daily routine, doesn't it make a difference when you encounter people who enjoy what they do, take pride in a job well done? Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and as a listener, you're probably familiar with my weight loss journey. Well, it's been 1 year since graduating EMP 180 Weight Loss and keeping the weight off, and I owe so much of my success to their amazing staff. The team at EMP 180 have supported me throughout. They've celebrated every win. They've advised me through the occasional slip-up. With EMP 180, you're never alone. They devise a plan specifically for you and your lifestyle because they understand that one size doesn't fit all. I'm so fortunate to have found EMP 180 weight loss, experienced their program firsthand, and received the ongoing service and support from a team that loves what they do. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
Potomac Petals and Plants wants to be your new florist and garden center this spring. For the best selection of the highest quality plants, colorful flowers, fertilizers, and more, shop at Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us. A consultation to learn if you're a candidate for our drug-free and non-surgical treatment is just $50 when you mention this ad. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands-off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. Optima Tax Relief.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZRC307346. CACSLV102856. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
It's 6:29 on the Saturday morning update, and of course, politics now that the strikes are over. Here come the politics. The leader of Britain's largest opposition party is suggesting that Prime Minister Theresa May could face a backlash in Parliament for her decision to join the U.S. and France in launching those airstrikes against Syria. It is the Labour Party's Jeremy Corbyn. He says the Allies' bombing is, quote, legally questionable, end of quote, and risks further escalating an already devastating conflict. Corbyn says, quote, May should have sought parliamentary approval, not trailed after Donald Trump. Isn't it interesting that politics in Britain is just about the same as it is here, huh? Prime Minister will appear before the House of Commons on Monday. She will explain her decision on joining the airstrikes. Corbyn says the strikes will make assigning blame for the use of chemical weapons in Syria less, not more likely. He says Britain should be leading the response and not, quote, taking instructions from Washington and putting British military personnel in harm's way. Those are the words this morning of the leader of Britain's largest opposition party, Labour Party's Jeremy Corbyn. It is 6:30, and we have the news coming up. James Stanley is next, and then we will be back, and we will go live to Bob Costantini and get the very latest on the Syria strikes.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. British Prime Minister Theresa May held a news conference just a couple of hours ago, saying the coalition of her country, the United States, and France had specific Syrian targets in the military strike that happened just hours earlier.
Together, we have hit a specific and limited set of targets.
Correspondent Fred Pleitgen has more on the rise of anti-American sentiment within Syria.
We do know that there are small-scale anti-U.S. and anti-British and French demonstrations going on in Damascus, specifically in front of the Defense Department there. And we've also heard that there are actually Syrian jets also in the skies above Damascus, apparently trying to conduct some sort of show of force or something similar.
Back here at home, strong winds and at least one tornado has left considerable damage in Arkansas. Mountain Burg Police Chief Vincent Klonsar says, thankfully, though, there have been no fatalities reported.
A lot of trees that are down and some structural damage. It looks bad. We're just thankful that no fatalities that we have been reported at this time.
The electric guitar that blues legend Stevie Ray Vaughan used in his first studio recording ever is up for auction this weekend.
Now the instrument Vaughan used for his earliest performances, a 1951 Fender guitar, could be sold by Heritage Auctions in Dallas for some $400,000. In a 1989 interview, saying he'd traded it away, how much he'd have liked to have it back. I'm Jan Johnson.
The price to see America's national parks is going up.
According to the National Park Service's new entrance fees plan, the price to get into many parks will go up by $5 per vehicle. The price hike will only apply to national parks that charge fees, not to the two-thirds of parks that do not have an entrance fee. I'm Alex Hinton.
WMAL traffic now from the Adit Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. That's a stalled car on the Beltway, the outer loop. The ramp to get onto westbound John Hanson Highway has a right lane blocked through that stretch. Crash off on the shoulder here in the district, 295 northbound, just past Malcolm X Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly sunny today, high of 85 degrees. A chance of rain in the forecast Sunday night. Right now it's 66 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
It's springtime, and when your allergies hit, the symptoms go beyond a stuffy nose, itchy eyes, and heavy sinus pressure. Allergens that irritate you are everywhere, from environmental substances like pollens and trees to airborne mold spores. And with every season, allergens are on the rise. Take control of your allergies once and for all. Prevent allergies naturally. And finally, take control and improve your immune system. For a limited time, purchase a spring allergy relief package at the Roselle Center for Healing for just $125. Includes diagnostic response testing, a health and wellness assessment, an acupuncture screening, report of findings, and more, all valued over $375 for just $125. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Special Offer for details and to purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117 to take advantage of this limited time spring allergy special offer today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through April 30th, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through April 30th, pay half later, half never.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-322-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/322. That's 855-322-NASA or nasafcu.com/322. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-322-NASA or click nasafcu.com/322. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Here is another digital advertising tip from Cumulus C-Suite.
Your business typically targets broad demographics like adults ages 25 to 54. The problem is you don't know if this wide audience is currently in the buying cycle for your product. With keyword-targeted digital ads, your message will only appear on websites found after relevant keywords to your business are searched. This makes you part of the customer's research and buying process. To learn more, go to CumulusDigital.com.
Cumulus C-Suite, making digital advertising easy.
Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update. We are at 637, and if you are just joining us this morning, just getting up, maybe didn't pay much attention to the news last night, you should know that a joint mission of the United States, France, and the United Kingdom struck three targets in Syria, a scientific research center and two storage facilities involved in the production of chemical weapons. The strike took about an hour. It was comprised of U.S. Navy warships, Tomahawk cruise missiles, and U.S. Air Force B-1 bombers. We are joined by our own Bob Costantini. Bob, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Rick, good morning from here in Washington.
Well, I wanted to get, first off, the reaction from Syria and Russia, some of their claims as to the possible intercept of some of those missiles. What are they saying?
Well, Syria and Russia have put out statements to the effect that they shot down more than 70 of more than 100 missiles that were fired into Syria by the United States, Great Britain, and France. So later on today, and then perhaps you expect them to say this, now we've not seen some of the video I've been watching this morning, as a matter of fact. We've not seen any video, and this is this tends to be home video, amateur video from people in Syria. I've not seen anything that indicates an intercept. However, we'll find out the Pentagon's position a little later on today, and I imagine they'll at least push back on this claim, again, that Russia and Syria are making, that more than 70 of the missiles were shot down. So that would be roughly three-quarters of them that were brought down by anti-missile missiles, one would expect. And it harkens back to the a few days ago when Russia indicated and boasted that it could shoot down most of any missiles that the United States might send, and that prompted the president to tweet back that they're becoming nice and smart and all that kind of thing. We'll perhaps get some sense and perhaps get more from Syria of what actually happened later on today.
It's interesting, Bob. The initial reports out of Syria were that they claimed to have intercepted 13 missiles, and I guess by the time the Russians got into the party, the number ran up to 70 when the PR people got into it. But we shall see what happens when the Pentagon gives us a briefing later on this morning. Questions, of course, about the next steps. Will this be a sustained mission against Syria, or is this a one-time precision strike as we did last year? And what are you hearing this morning?
Well, compared to last year, we did hit, or were targeting at least, three facilities dealing with chemical weapons, including some storage facilities and places where these chemical weapons would be made. We did not, it seemed, target any particular airfield per se, but as we did last year, which was a relatively limited strike. Great Britain and France joining us this time around makes some difference. However, what struck me last night was the president said this would be a sustained campaign, which automatically would leave you with the idea that we were going to continue to hit certain targets, especially if they weren't all that damaged this time around. But then an hour later, you had the Pentagon briefing, where Secretary Mattis said this was a one-time thing, and one-time shot is what he called it, and it was over for the time being. So it lasted, so let's say, about an hour-ish there in Syria, and the Secretary Mattis saying, I believe it has sent a very strong message. And what that means, according to Mattis, is that if Bashar Assad decides to use chemical weapons on his people at any further point, then they will, then the United States, Great Britain, France, or whatever may strike back in retaliation. However, it's not, in a sense, a preventative, sustained campaign. In other words, we're not going to try to stop them from using chemical weapons. It seems to me we're not going to try to stop them from using chemical weapons in the future if they can continue to have them after these strikes, Rick.
Well, we did get a report out of France about an hour and a half ago that the French foreign minister is threatening further missile strikes against Syria if the Syrian government uses chemical weapons again. And the foreign minister is Jean-Yves Le Drian. He says a good part of the Syrian government's chemical weapons arsenal was destroyed last night. He says France has, quote, no doubt that the Syrian government was behind the chemical attacks last weekend. Syria, of course, as we've heard, denying the responsibility. And Le Drian went on to say that the goal for the Allied mission was attained, but that if France's red line is crossed again, there could be another attack. So clearly a warning there to Bashar al-Assad.
Well, Rick, there in Syria as well as Paris, of course, we're well into the day there, well into Saturday. So they may have some intelligence surveillance from satellites and the like that might show them how much damage has been done. We've not heard, obviously, from the United States and the Pentagon. They said at last night's briefing, of course, they could not assess any damage at that particular time. So at 9 o'clock-ish here in Washington, we should hear from the Pentagon. Perhaps Secretary Mattis and General Dunford, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, will be briefing us again about what they have in terms of damage that was done. So maybe we can take the French foreign minister at his word that there was significant damage. However, I just want to point out again that this is not does not in any way, perhaps, suggest that the United States and its allies are going to carry out preemptive attacks if there is some reason to believe that the Assad regime, perhaps with the help of the Russians, will once again try to use chemical weapons in some place in the Civil War there.
And, Bob, I know you have been monitoring the political reaction here in the United States. What are we hearing from leadership, especially among the Democrats?
Yeah, as you would expect, Republicans, just about all of them, are pleased with this. Of course, it was late Friday night, so not all reactions are out there just yet. But the ones I received via email from the Democrats especially, this was, let me quote you, Nancy Pelosi, who basically is channeling most of the members of her party from the House and the Senate. She says the president must come to Congress and secure an authorization for use of military force by proposing a comprehensive strategy. That's the criticism you hear from Democrats, is that the president doesn't necessarily have a serious strategy. And, of course, we do know that the president didn't necessarily want to get deeply involved in serious civil war, and it talked openly a couple of weeks ago about removing U.S. forces that are there in the fight against ISIS. But occasionally you'll see a Democrat like Bill Nelson of Florida, who happens to be up for re-election this year. Now, he tweeted last night, "I support the attack because Assad must be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons." And in a sense, to put a political spin on it, I would think that a lot of Democrats who are up for re-election in states that Donald Trump carries may very well be supportive of these airstrikes. I realize that's a bit cynical on my part, but I wouldn't be terribly surprised about that.
It's called politics as usual, I think, yeah. Bob. Our own Bob Costantini here in Washington. Bob, thank you so much for the insight this morning. Appreciate
it. My pleasure, as always. Thank you.
All righty. It is 6:46, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a quick check of the traffic and weather. Then we'll check in with Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times.
From the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. A couple of issues on 66. That's construction out on eastbound right around the Capitol Beltway Express lanes with the left lane taken out. Right lane is getting by in a work zone on westbound 66 right around Leesburg Pike. All of the other lanes are blocked. That's a crash in the clearing stages on 95 southbound right before Lorton. Still has a right lane blocked through that stretch, though. Northbound 295 at Malcolm X here in the district. One right lane is blocked from a crash. That's just about ready to get picked up. And on the Beltway Outer Loop, the ramp to get onto westbound John Hanson Highway, one right lane is blocked with a stalled car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine today with a high of 82. Showers tomorrow, high to 62. Some rain on Monday, high 59. Clouds on Tuesday with a high of 53. 6:47 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times, and it seems like the news gets a little more bizarre each week. Good morning.
Good morning, and you can say that again.
As you so astutely point out, D.C. goes Comey crazy.
Yeah, this is not unprecedented, but it certainly is noteworthy. I mean, we're often noted for going crazy as over the weekends when there's lots of news going on. And certainly we've had a Comey-centric press for many, many days. And as very few people are not aware of what's going on, but certainly James Comey's book is coming out on Tuesday. But you know what, Rick? Even days ahead of this, of the release of this book, The Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, his book is already number one at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and several other places, which tells you an awful lot. And it also tells you that the media is kind of going into their standard protocol for a book like this, and they have their strategic leaks of the book. They've got news of Mr. Comey's very substantial national tour, all of his media appearances, everything like that. Even op-eds are appearing now. It's very similar, Rick, to what Michael Wolff enjoyed. He's the author of Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. Remember that back in January. And he had almost an identical experience with the press giving him so much publicity. And his book also went to the top slot at Amazon well before it was published, Rick. And also, to add to all the fun, the Republicans are definitely pushing back. For those that don't know, the Republican National Committee has already prepared a very aggressive response against Mr. Comey. In fact, there is a new website called Lion Comey. If you want to visit that, lioncomey.com. This is a rapid response team, and they're pointing out things like the fact that they claim the Democrats were once disapproved of Mr. Comey. So we shall see as this goes forward. We're going to be in a media blitz for a while, lots of appearances, but most notably his first appearance, Mr. Comey's first appearance, will be on ABC on Sunday night with George Stephanopoulos. And if you're tired of this already, you can look forward to Judge Jeanine. You know her from Fox News. Well, she's got a book coming out. This is called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. This is Judge Jean Perot. This is coming out in early June. She has been on Fox for a number of years and very, very forthright in her opinions on just about everything. This is her sixth book, anyway. So if you're tired of the Comey-centric world we live in right now, you can look forward to Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy.
Jennifer, this is kind of like the run-up to a Conor McGregor fight or, the World Wrestling Federation, all the hype around the Comey book. I mean, the back and forth between Comey and the White House, it's like a couple of wrestlers or something, prize fighters.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder where the civility went in all of this, troubling in many ways, but certainly political theater at its zenith.
We seem to get a weekly protest update from you these days, and there's yet another protest planned, just in case.
Yes, boy, there's a doozy coming up. I mean, we certainly live in the era of really well-organized, very media-friendly, very well-branded marches around town with all the trimmings. Women have their marches and the anti-gun violence folks were the most recent. But there is now a march in the works which everybody needs to know about. This is a planned response to something which hasn't happened yet. And this is kind of coming from the same folks that did organize the Women's March and the Anti-Gun Violence March. They kind of know what they're doing. This is MoveOn.org. And they have already got plans in place, they say, that if President Trump decides to, quote, fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, they are going to march. And they've already got, believe it or not, they've already organized over 800 marches and rallies around the country. They have mobilized, they say, 300,000 people already. The name of their march is Nobody is Above the Law. And, again, they are prepared to go immediately. They're calling it a rapid response if Mr. Trump chooses to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller or Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And they're saying, again, this is MoveOn.org, a very well-known progressive group. Donald Trump could be preparing to put himself above the law, and we won't allow it. Trump will create a constitutional crisis. So again, we've got a march in the making. If this happens, they're claiming that about 2 hours after the news gets out that if Mr. Trump does decide to do this, they will have their marches and rallies in place. They have 38 partners around the organizational partners, I should say, around the country, including Friends of the Earth, the Sierra Club, the Women's March, of course, Democracy 21, the Center for American Progress, some interesting groups like Pantsuit Nation. I'm not sure who they are, but I have a feeling I know what they stand for. Also, Need to Impeach and Resist Bot. So again, they're saying the actions that Donald Trump could take would set these protests in motion. They say if he fires Mueller, pardons any key witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. Again, a march to watch out for. Coming your way, perhaps.
It's interesting that you plan a protest march before you have anything to protest. That's a new one.
Yes, and also all the merchandise that goes along with these marches. Mm. It's interesting to check out. They're also selling a lot of T-shirts. Not this march quite yet, but all the previous ones have very branded gear. They call it March Merch. T-shirts and so forth, they're all around $30 and up. So, interesting facet. Wouldn't have happened in the 60s, I don't think.
Most of us are familiar with the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and if you have been there, it is magnificent. But there is a greater Reagan Foundation presence coming to Washington. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really interesting. In fact, they have already arrived. Again, as you mentioned, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, they do run a Reagan Presidential Library out there in Simi Valley, and it is a spectacular site. They have established the Reagan Institute, and it just opened on Thursday, and it's situated in some offices only 2 blocks from the White House. They have a clear mission, they say, and they want to tend to Reagan's unfinished business. That's what they're saying, and they want to promote the visions and values of the 40th president. This is a first, Rick. There has never been another presidential foundation that has established a formal D.C. presence. And they really got off with a very significant event on Thursday. They had an educational meeting, which brought not only Educational Secretary Betsy DeVos, but 7 other educational secretaries to talk about education, kids, families, all that kind of stuff that we really should be thinking about. It was called the Reagan Institute Summit on Education. Took place on Thursday and was very successful, including Condoleezza Rice was there, Mitch Daniels, now president of Purdue University, Janet Napolitano, now president of the University of California. Several lawmakers were there. But it was the right way to start something like that, which was kind of boots on the ground. Again, this is the Reagan Institute. The new director and the point man behind this is a gentleman named Roger Zuckheim. I hope I pronounced that right, sir. And he's a thoughtful guy, has a very formidable track record, Rick, of wrangling policy and power and all that kind of stuff that would cow most of us. So, again, the Reagan Institute is here and probably just in time.
Typically, the distrust of the media is attributed to those who are conservative and sometimes those who are a little bit older conservative voter. But what is Harvard finding out about trust of the media? This is interesting.
Yes, it is interesting, and I think we talked recently about the fact there was always a fuss made about millennials and what a huge voting block they are, and the fact that the baby boomers are still a larger voting block. This is some more wisdom that is going against something the media would not like you to know, and that is the fact that the millennials, just folks 18 to 29, do not trust the news media. This is coming from Harvard University. And it is a poll of Americans who are between the ages of 18 and 29. Only 2% of millennials trust the media all the time. 14% said they trusted it most of the time. But that's it, Rick. 8 out of 10 of the millennials either never trust the media or only trust it some of the time. And it's interesting to note who these folks do trust. Again, we don't know this generation very well. They're a lot more interesting, I think, than their portrayal in the press goes. They trust the most college or university administrations. They trust their local police department and the United States military. Those are the only three genres that drew a positive review from a majority of these respondents. They gave a thumbs down to Wall Street, 12% approved, Congress, 17% approved, the federal government, 21% approved, and predictably, President Trump, 22% approved. But it's interesting to know that Mr. Trump got a higher approval rating than the media did. And again, this is a huge demographic block, 62 million of them out there. They're all, eligible to vote and so forth and so on. And the other funny thing about that, the poll found that 3/4 of the respondents say they are registered to vote. But 70%, Rick, said that they are not politically engaged or politically active. So a conflict here. Yeah, they're registered, but 70% say, don't care. It's kind of a meh factor here. So, again, millennials, don't trust the media, a surprising group, and fun to follow, too.
And once again, that poll was conducted by who?
Harvard University.
Wow. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, The Washington Times. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Very interesting. Jennifer, thank you very much.
Thank you, and enjoy the weather, everybody.
Thank you. It's coming up on 7 o'clock. News is next with Steve Burns. We're back with John Gizzi. We'll also be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in the next hour and Cheryl Atkinson. We'll be bringing you the very latest on the Allied airstrikes in Syria taking place last night.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
You want to pay off your mortgage faster? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to pay for home improvement? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to combine first and second mortgages, eliminate mortgage insurance, even consolidate debt? Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call Network Capital Funding at 800-700-8068 and find out how easy achieving your goals can be. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.